Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, In Search of Leonard Nimoy gets you interested in the paranormal. What do you think, then, are your favorite or most intriguing paranormal issues?
I would always, since a child, was really fascinated by cryptids. And I loved Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster, and then Mothman became a big thing for me. I've always loved the study of... I was a big science fiction fan and a big horror movie fan, so I always did like UFOs and strangeness, but I was more into earthly paranormal subjects, cryptids, hauntings, and possessions, which, of course, those were the ones where I'm the biggest skeptic in the world, because I just don't believe in any of those things, but I love them. I can't get enough of reading about them or listening to them or watching them. Cryptids probably my favorite.
Well, I kind of think of all of them, even if you're not a believer in ghosts or whether UFOs or spaceships or not or some other kind of unknown phenomenon, a cryptid is possible because we simply do not know about all the potential creatures on this planet, and something could have survived and something could still exist. That's still possible, even though we never seem to have evidence of it.
Yeah, it was only in our lifetime that we actually found a giant squid. These rumored creatures that had been around for centuries and these horror stories that, they don't really exist. What was it, 30 years ago when we finally found one? So you never know.
Well, look at the gorilla. You know, I mean, that was discovered really not that long ago. There had been rumors for years that there was... some kind of hairy wild man in the Congo, but it was just considered, wild stories by the natives.
Yeah, the Komodo dragon, the coelacan, yep. Mothman.
Yeah, that's well, and New York. I mean, New York has plenty of cryptids.
We do. We have. One of the highest number of Bigfoot sightings in New York State. We have our own monster in Lake Erie, which I've never seen. And I'm only 5 minutes away from Lake Erie, and I ain't never seen no darn monster. But New York's got, we had our own Mothman sighting 50 years before the one in Point Pleasant. So, yeah, New York's a fun place.
Looking at the original Mothman sightings from New York, what do you think it was, where they were?
I wish there were more information available. It is such a bizarre story. They were reported by several people in the newspapers, several witnesses, all described the same thing out of the lumber yards of North Tonawanda, New York. And... it landed in the street where people were on their bicycles. So no one knows. It's one of those stories where there's just that little bit of information and all these people who saw it, and it was over a couple days in the newspaper, and then it's gone. There's no photographs. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. Was it a hoax? Possibly. Was it one person told the story and then other people said, yeah, I saw that too? Possibly. Or was there something really weird for a couple days in North Tonawanda, New York? I'd like to know. Once again, when we get that time machine going, when H.G. Wells shows up, although I'll let you take it, I'm not traveling in the time machine. I get seasick. I can't even go on boats. Can you imagine going in a time machine?
What was the description of the New York Mothman?
Very similar, believe it or not, to the Mothman of Point Pleasant. Glowing eyes, over 6 feet tall, with a large wingspan, grayish in color. So very similar. But unfortunately, it was, I think, what, 1912? So we don't have any pictures.
But that's typical, though, of cryptids from that time, though. I mean, you'll have a couple of days' worth of sightings. Sometimes it'll stretch out over a month, but rarely. And then it just disappears, and that's it. No more interest.
Yep. 1920, just a couple days. You know, they people saw it. It's, was it a bicycle club reported it initially? They claim they followed it and surrounded it. They also claim, you know, like the Mothman on Point Pleasant, it flew straight up. It didn't take off and jump and fly like Superman. It just took straight up off the ground.
I wanted to ask you here about sourcing. Was it all from one newspaper, or were there many?
There were two newspapers that had reported it. They would probably at the time have been the Courier Express and probably the Buffalo News. I'd have to re-go and find them again. But there were two papers that had reported it at the time. But they were getting their information from each other, I'm sure.
The question being, of course, is that if it was one newspaper, and we didn't see this maybe as much after the 19th century, they make up stories just to get circulation.
Absolutely, without question. Because interesting stories sell papers. Sadly, to this day, interesting stories sell papers, whether or not they have proof or not. Look at the whistleblower. Going back to the beginning of the show, it's a great headline. It's a catchy headline. It grabs your attention.
But we don't know about the UFO whistleblower, whether this guy is telling the truth or not, or maybe somebody convinced him that something's going on, but he accepted because he accepted the person who told him this, but he could also be fed loads of lies because they know it will get out in the public.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be embarrassing?
And that's a great way to detract attention from whatever might be going on, if there's something weird going on.
Yeah, wouldn't it be embarrassing if we found out later that he believed it, but it was just a big prank that all his coworkers were playing on him for years? Like, let's convince this guy there's all this UFO stuff. How embarrassing would that be?
Depends on his background. Maybe he's a longtime UFO freak, and his fellow employees say, hey, let's pull this. And then, you know, how does he get whistleblower status? Well, as long as he's not revealing anything that's top secret, he can say anything he wants as long as they can't get sued for it.
Yeah, and I'd like to see, like you said, if he testifies. I'm not going to say when. But if he testifies, but again, like I said earlier, does it really matter if you're testifying in front of the House or the Senate? Because Rafael Palmero famously said in his testimony, I have never done steroids, period. I mean, which turned out to be 100% a lie. So you thought I was going to go with another figure testifying line, didn't you? See, I went with the safe route.
Right, but here's a government employee with security clearances. If he's caught lying before Congress, the penalties would be a lot more important than some private person. A private person can say any wacky thing, unless it has some material effect on the case or something, it'll be ignored. If that person's a government employee, or somebody closely connected to something within the government and is caught lying, well, there are penalties.
Yeah, not only is he going to go to jail, but his career is over. His chances of getting another job are done, at least any meaningful job.
Unless he expects the book and the lecture tour about he was buffaloed into jail to hide the truth about flying saucers. Brian Young, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Podcast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I know, folks, we're going into all sorts of conspiracy theories about this whistleblower. But basically, he's talking about a conspiracy theory of some sort. Something weird going on, that the government knows the secret of UFOs. Then again, we have other people who hinted at something going on there strongly, like the late Senator Harry Reid, who was one of those responsible for the original Pentagon UFO project back in the early 2000s, from his final interviews, this guy struck me as a believer. What do you think, Brian?
I think Harry Reid was a believer. I think there's been a lot of believers who think they may have had evidence, seen evidence, or been given evidence whether or not they were. Jackie Gleason was a believer, and he believed Nixon allowed him to get the evidence. Do you think Jackie Gleason was lying, or do you think he really believed that? I think he really believed that. He couldn't produce the evidence that he claimed, but, you know, he believed it. But there have always been whistleblowers. There have always been people in high positions that'll believe weird or wild or wacky or credible. To say that the government has secret files on UFOs, I would say that's nearly 100%. Does that mean those files contain information about actual UFOs from other worlds being found? No, but they're investigating things, so of course there's files. I think the senator was a true believer. I think the senator also couldn't get access to what he wanted and was very distraught about that, which is why he didn't publicly speak about it as much as he probably wanted to.
And remember how that worked out. He gets $22 million in government funding. He and the late Senator Stevens from Alaska, he was also involved. And understand, $22 million of the Pentagon budget is like getting 3 cents.
Yeah.
For regular people. It's like getting 3 cents or less, 1 penny. So they give him a penny, you know, a favor to Harry Reid. He then calls his pal Bob Bigelow, a friend and I think contributor to his campaigns, and said, okay, you're into this stuff, you go ahead and investigate it. Remember, Bigelow had the contract to do the investigation. He also, for a time, hired MUFON, a supposedly independent UFO group, to do investigations for Bob Bigelow, which were financed by the government. You know, we don't mention that. I just wonder how MUFON lived that one down.
Well, because there was really no budget. Like you said, they gave him a penny. They said, go buy a candy bar, kid, and look into this, is basically what they said.
Right, but we make a big story of it because, it's UFOs. But we would think here it's a personal favor.
Of course.
To Reid and Senator Stevens and such. Personal favor. We make a big story of it because it'd been so many years that the government has done any official UFO investigation. So here it is. Here's what we've been waiting for. What did it produce? Enough reason to put more money into the Pentagon budget to have a successor organization and another successor organization. We have these sightings, the Tic Tac UFOs, and a lot of them have been explained, but we have some that don't seem to have been explained yet, and that's fine. But what have we learned from the Pentagon's UFO study or UAP study? What about NASA's study? What have we learned? I hear crickets.
You know what we learned? We learned that the government is very smart in saying, see, we're not hiding anything. We're giving you money to investigate. If we wanted to hide things, we wouldn't be giving you any money to investigate. It's PR. And then, like you said, they give this money. Ooh, there's some weirdness. We need more money. And it's just funneling money into it. I hate to say that. I don't even want to come across like I'm saying that's what happened and it's a conspiracy. But I'm saying just it covers all the bases. We're giving you money so you can investigate. We're publicly doing this so we can tell people, look, we're not hiding anything. Nothing's going to come of it. Now, is nothing going to come of it because there's nothing there, or is nothing going to come of it because they're not going to really let him see anything? We don't know, because no one's ever given us the evidence. No one's ever given us any proof.
Well, I'm one of those who thinks that the original Project Blue Book and its predecessor organizations, they were just there to divert the public's attention. There may have been real stuff going on. I still think there was, although there was a lot of test craft, too. But Project Blue Book, by and large, after the original director, Captain Edward Ruppelt, was a public relations organization. Period. Exclamation point.
Yeah, I think it was used to distract, to deflect. you look at a lot of UFO sightings in the early, in the 60s and 70s, where people were describing this weird-shaped craft. And then years later, all of a sudden, there's the stealth bomber that looks exactly like all these drawings that were being worked on in secret there. You know, and if people are claiming it's UFO sightings, and the government's like, oh, we have Blue Book to look into these UFO sightings, it's taking the attention away from the military testing they're doing. So was there weird stuff going on? Absolutely. Did people see weird things flying? Yeah, they saw test flights of the stealth bomber 10 years before anybody saw what one looked like.
I certainly think even absent the reality of UFOs, which I think is an existing point, it's true. I certainly think a lot of government experimentation has been identified as UFOs, and UFOs have been a very good cover story.
It's the perfect cover story, because it'll make the UFO people happy and salivate and look into it and read it. It'll make a lot of skeptics when they find out that it wasn't from another planet, it was just a UFO, a military test, say, see, all UFO stuff is garbage. And to the mainstream, it's considered woo-woo, so they don't take it seriously. It's a perfect, perfect thing to have an investigation.
See, that's why I think that the whistleblower, this whistleblower, is a diversion. He's disinformation, okay? I mean, it would not surprise me if he has been set to do this for the reasons that we have discussed previously on the show, to distract from what's really going on, okay? He comes out, he tells these stories, stories that we have heard for years now. I mean, even the alleged Mussolini capturing a UFO. I mean, I remember reading that back in the early 1990s. All right? So it gets people excited, like you said, for a short period of time, but it sounds woo-woo. It sounds crazy. And so this will be used as a stepping-off point to say, there's nothing here to see, folks. You know, it's all crazy stuff. This guy was proven to just be spinning yarns. And it's like Brian said earlier, they'll use that as an excuse to say, all of it is crazy. All of it is woo-woo.
And is he witting or unwitting?
That's a good question we can pursue in our next segment with Brian,
yeah.
Gene, and Tim. You're in.
Yeah, the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. This Sunday morning, Republicans want to get to the bottom of the cocaine situation at the White House. They want answers from the Secret Service next week. Where was the drug found and who brought it there?
Oversight Committee Chair James Comer requested a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of the week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. The small bag of cocaine was found last Sunday night. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A Florida couple in trouble for leaving their child in a hot car. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
A Florida
couple has been charged in the death of their 18-month-old daughter. According to prosecutors, the parents left the baby girl strapped in her car seat after returning home from a 4th of July party. The investigation revealed that both Joel and Jasmine Rondon tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, while Joel also tested positive for methamphetamine. Both individuals are facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
If we're wondering whether someone is an unwitting pawn or not, I think Senator Gillibrand is perfectly serious. I think Senator Rubio, her partner on the Republican side, is a pretty serious guy. He doesn't strike me as someone who would go off into woo-woo land. We can argue about his political beliefs, and I have plenty of things to say about that one way or the other, but why would he get involved in UFOs? He's not suddenly going to discover this huge UFO constituency to get him elected as something.
No, that's an interesting point, because of all the people that you would think would be chairing this or be on this committee, he does not seem like the likely choice from the Republican side for me. Rubio just does not, to me, come across like the kind of person who would be interested or involved in this type of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's, and you can't even say so we don't know much about him, because he did run for president, and he's been a pretty high-profile figure for the past, what, 8-9 years? So we've seen a lot of him. He just doesn't fit the bill of the Republican side of this investigation. But, hey, who knows what he's, you know, what he's reading at home. He could be, you know, he's reading your books, Tim, when he's at home.
Could very well be.
What do you know about Senator Gillibrand?
I know that, you know, she's my senator, and I don't know what else I should say. No, there's a lot of things I disagree with her on strongly. There's a lot of things I agree with her very strongly on. But one thing is, I do think she's very serious. I think she's serious in what she says and does. I think she's a little too fast to make judgment calls sometimes. I think she'll jump the gun sometimes. She wants to pull a Joe Friday and get just the facts, without necessarily doing due diligence. As a whole, as my senator, I am a fan of her as my senator. So that I'll say. I don't want to get too political on her in this.
Well, I also wonder about two former CIA directors, Brennan and one of his predecessors, both saying essentially the same thing. They think this UFO thing needs to be investigated. Christopher Mellon, who is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. You know, that's a pretty prestigious position, a very serious position. He is very strongly in favor of investigating UFOs, UAPs, etc. Why would this guy come out of the blue and affect his credibility that way?
Well, look, Secretary of Defense, absolutely very credible. And if a former Secretary of Defense or current Secretary of Defense were to say this should be looked into, it's something you should take seriously. The CIA is all about disinformation, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. I'm not saying that they're not being honest or serious, and they're not in the position anymore, so it's not like that's their job anymore. But I don't know. As far as this whistleblower, I'm still on the fence whether if he is set up for this, if this was a disinformation attack, I don't think he's winning. I think he's unwitting. I don't think he knows it was set up as disinformation. I think, judging by what I've seen and what I've read of his statements, I think he believes what he's saying.
Let's go back to CIA directors. It's really interesting if we go back to the history. Of course, we know John Brennan was head of the CIA from 2013 through 2017. The other figure who also got involved in this from February 5th, 1993 to January 1995, R. James Woolsey, also says UFOs should be investigated. Then we go back to the first director of the CIA when it became the CIA, Rear Admiral Roscoe Hillencotter. Admiral Hillencotter not only believed in UFOs, believed in their reality, he was a member of the Board of Governors of one of the early large UFO groups, NICAP. First CIA director when it became the CIA. He was also, by the way, a classmate of Major Donald Kehoe, a UFO believer and disclosure advocate and author of books. But still, somebody in that position taking a positive view about UFO reality, and two other CIA directors saying we need to investigate this, that's got to be a little interesting.
Well, look, CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, first and foremost, they are protecting the United States through intelligence.
So how does that impact UFO investigations? Why would that matter? You know, we're looking for our enemies. We're looking to see what the Russians are up to, what the Chinese are up to, what the Iranians are up to. We've got spies across the world doing stuff. Why should we care about UFOs if we are one of these people?
Because if UFOs are a fact, we're going to want to know what other countries know about them, what other countries have knowledge of, if they're dealing with them, if they have any more information, what the technology is, who has access to that technology. I mean, those are important things. Even if it's this totally benign, you know, if it's Elf, if it's the furry alien from that TV show who comes here, it's going to be important to the CIA who has that information, because that's technology we don't have. We don't want that in someone else's hands. So, yeah, I think the CIA, whereas they will be masters of disinformation, because that's part of their job as an intelligence agency, and that's, you know, we need them to be. I think they are concerned because even if there's a 0.0001% chance of this being real, we better friggin' know about it, is, I think, their attitude.
Rear Admiral Hillencotter struck me, though, as the kind of person who 100% believe something strange was going on. It's possible with Woolsey and Brennan, it was a lesser percentage. But they don't have to put their prestige on the line for this. They can just as well shut up and not talk about it. Why go on the line? Why would people like Hillary Clinton make positive comments about it? Why would even Obama? It's interesting here, and it struck me as kind of strange. So Hillary Clinton appears during the 2016 election campaign for president on some all-night shows saying she wants the government to investigate UAPs. Okay? John Podesta, one of the Clinton aides and worked with Obama, also was very positive about UFOs. But during 2016, we have Donald Trump saying, "Crooked Hillary, crooked Hillary. She's crazy. She's wacky." But when she talked about UFOs, he didn't say anything.
No. Well,
if he did, show me the statement.
Well, keep in mind how much faith you're going to put into crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary is him actually using it as fact-based for anything.
Well, he did that, of course, to give a person a name. You know, you have to have Little Marco Rubio. Little Marco Rubio. Low energy, whatever. And then you have Crooked Hillary. Lock her up, lock her up. But you'd think with UFOs you could say, lock her up in the insane asylum.
Well, yeah. Shouldn't someone call him Mr. I Bankrupt Two Casinos Trump? I mean, that'd be a good
I don't want to get into the politics. Believe me, I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying that it seems strange that of all the subjects he comments on, he talks about everything, he never got into that, never came to his attention, and never said anything super negative about UFOs. I mean, he made some benign comments, but nothing super incendiary, which is strange. I mean, there's some issues about this that don't make a lot of sense. First of all, former Secretary Clinton is no idiot. She's a lawyer. She's served as Secretary of State. She's been a U.S. Senator. She's no idiot, whatever you think of her politics. And she takes it seriously, but we've got more to come with Gene, Brian, Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Oh.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Obviously, former President Clinton, Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, but once he became president, it all disappeared.
It's true. Carter's UFO story is quite well-known, quite famous. Most of our presidents... Ronald Reagan was into some things that a lot of people would say is pretty woo-woo. You don't say that to the typical Reagan voter because they don't know that. But, you know, they don't know that he was into astrology and esotericism and occultism, which he was. He was a strong proponent and quite good friend of Manly P. Hall and would have private sessions with him when he was in California. Bill Clinton was... Whether you say he was a believer or a skeptic who was willing to investigate, definitely. Hillary Clinton, same thing. Whether or not she believed or she just believed that, as any good skeptic should, things are worth looking into, and if the evidence is there, follow it. I believe a lot of people said, well, if there was anything, Trump would leak it. But I don't think Trump cared whether or not it was true. So it was never on his radar. He just... didn't care, which is fine. I mean, say what you want about him. If it's a topic he just didn't care about, then he didn't care about it. And that's the way Trump rolls. If Trump doesn't care, Trump doesn't care. It doesn't get addressed.
And I would think also if there was something to tell him, they would if they had to. But otherwise, there was no need to read him in. If there was something real going on within the bowels of the government about UFOs, black projects, whatever, he would not be someone they would reach out to.
No, and like I said, I don't think he would look into it, not out of necessarily ignorance or, you know, some people would say it was stupid for him not to look if he wasn't. No, I don't buy that at all. I just think Trump's brain works very different than a lot of politicians. Trump really only cares about what Trump cares about. We all know that about him. Us in New York have known that about him for 50 years. That's the way he's built.
By the way, even if you are a fan of Trump, you can't deny that. He's very single-minded about what he follows. And so if UFOs are not on his radar for whatever reason, he will never talk about it. I think if he was interested enough, and because of the fact that he wanted to show many ways of having a political advantage to his opponents, particularly Clinton, he would have said something. But again, it was not on his radar. I still think, however, that something was going on. I want to go back to Nixon and Jackie Gleason. Gleason had a huge library of unusual books there. I heard him in the early days on the Long John Nebel radio show, where he came on there and he was a smart, solid, skeptical inquirer. Where does this story come from that Nixon showed him proof of UFO reality, alien bodies, that sort of thing? Where's that come from?
Gleason said it himself. He would say that on talk shows. That, not that it was Nixon, but that, you know, Nixon got him permission to go places. Jackie was very serious about UFOs. He really believed. He was very interested. I don't think it was as so much just a fanatical believer as, like you said, a very good skeptic. I wonder what happened to his collection of books, by the way. Be interesting to find out.
Tim, wasn't Tim Beckley in touch with Gleason's widow?
Yes. Yes, and it was Gleason's widow who filled in the details on what actually happened, you know, because like Brian said, you know, Gleason for years had hinted around that he had had the opportunity to see some things that generally wasn't permitted. And after he passed away, then his widow came forward and said, well, what he was talking about was that Nixon, and they were golf buddies and knew each other quite well, had taken him one time to some Air Force base in Florida. I can't remember which one it was. And showed him some kind of secret facility there where there were alien bodies allegedly being kept.
Okay, we get back to the question here. Again, Gleason's not a dummy. He's a smart guy, very inquisitive. Where's this come from? Why would anybody care to show him something if there wasn't something behind it? That he's going to run around and say, I'm a UFO believer now?
I think it stems from the fact that he was golf buddies with Nixon. And he probably, look, if I had access to play golf with a world leader, you damn well I'd be asking him questions about things I'm interested in going, I know you can't tell me this, but nod your head if this is true. and I think that's where it stemmed from with Gleason and Nixon. So, hey Dick, tell me, are there these ships, are they real? Come on, Dick, you know, probably persistently for years until Nixon said, I'll show you something. Whether or not he did. And I've heard it described as he was shown at this Air Force base some technologies that were quote-unquote not of this earth or not known technologies. There may have been bodies, but, I mean, I don't even think he claimed they were he could clearly see them, the bodies. But who knows where it came from. I think Gleason was interested. And if I were Jackie Gleason, I'd have probably been asking Nixon every time we got to the ninth tee, I'd be going, so this Area 51, tell me what's going on here, Richard.
Right, but I don't think Nixon was the kind of person to put anybody on. I don't think that was on his radar. I mean, lying, yes, as a politician, but I can't see him placating his golf buddy in this fashion. It doesn't seem to fit with his personality. I mean, we had stories also of Eisenhower showing off alleged bodies to some people. That still doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think if there wasn't something there, Gleason would not have said it. He had no reason to, no motive to. It's not like his TV ratings would go up if he said, I saw evidence of UFOs. They might go down.
Well, not only that, by the time he was saying these things, Gleason was a semi-retired legend. So he didn't have to worry about it. All he had to worry about was his celebrity golf tournaments, his occasional movie role, and, you know, living the life of a legend. He had nothing to lose. He had nothing to gain. He didn't do it for popularity or notoriety either. Let's face it, like you said, if anything, it would hurt him more than it would help him. By people saying, did you see Gleason? Thinks then. We always thought Art Carney was the weird one. Turns out Jackie's the odd one, you know?
But if that is anything, it shows him to be credible. That he definitely, honestly saw something strange, and he's talking about it. And the person who allegedly showed him this is not the kind of person who has any reputation for putting people on like that. That's still a mystery to me.
Or he saw something he couldn't explain. And there's a difference. You know, he could have been shown, devil's advocate, sake of argument, they weren't even talking about UFOs. He's playing golf with Nixon, and Nixon says, hey, you should come out and see some of the stuff we're working on. It's really cool, but it's top secret, so kind of keep lid on it. And he takes them to some, like, military facility where they're testing things.
So do we assume, then, that maybe he made assumptions and that's it?
Possibly.
There you go. Brian Young, tell our listeners if they need to know more about the things you do, where do they check you out?
They can check me out at the Transatlantic History Ramblings podcast. That's Transatlantic History Ramblings, available on all podcast platforms, hosted by myself and the wonderful Lauren Davies out of Swansea, UK, USA. Me, Brian Young in the USA, her in the UK. That's the primary place to hear me regularly. Other than that, you can follow me on Facebook, but Brian Young is a pretty tough name to narrow down to one person because there's a million of us.
Right. We can be found on Twitter for the Paracast. Check the Paracast on Facebook. Join up with our Paracast store at theparacast.store and buy branded merchandise for Paracast listeners. Check out the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, where you get this show without the network ads and the After the Paracast podcast featuring extended discussions. And that's where Brian Young will return to talk more about things, okay? Go to theparacast.plus, get this, use the coupon code UFO20 to get a 20% discount on a 5-year or lifetime subscription, theparacast.plus. Ryan Young, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.